77 WABC and Bergen Newbridge Medical Center honor the life of legendary broadcaster and our friend, Ernie Anastas.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130 for an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
The Stone Zone, entertaining and informative
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
But first, I want to talk to you about a case that should disturb every parent in New York, if not across the country. Mark Fishman, a Bronx father of four, has been sentenced to 45 days in jail following a ruling in Westchester County, New York Supreme Court, and after a contentious trial hearing. Now, Mark Fishman is a gentleman who lives with traumatic brain injury, tinnitus, related hearing impairment, cognitive occipital neuralgia, and post-concussion memory loss from multiple car accidents. Mark Fishman says that the Westchester County Courts, the Westchester County New York District Attorney, and New York State Attorney General Letitia James are treating him unfairly. His sentencing comes nearly a decade after an incident in which police arrested Mr. Fishman during a court-ordered bi-monthly supervised visitation with his children on December 15th, 2018, a visit fully prepaid and supported by a 22-page visitation order granting him access to his autistic son from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. A court-approved supervisor and disability aide were both present, and the supervisor had confirmed the visitation in writing earlier that very day. Now, in withheld police video and audio, which was only obtained by Mr. Fishman through his federal lawsuit against those who are oppressing him, the now terminated arresting officer in this case, one Lane Schlesinger, is heard telling Mr. Fishman's disability aide that Mr. Fishman had no intent to commit any crime. Nonetheless, Mark Fishman was arrested at 11:35 a.m. during his prepaid supervised visit with his son on allegations tied to an unserved order of protection. Neither the jury nor his defense team was ever shown the exculpatory evidence. Then on July 16, 2020, after years of legal battles, a federal appeals court ordered the transcription as an ADA accommodation in his case. Yet Judge David Zuckerman has refused to grant a retrial despite knowing that Mr. Fishman could not fully participate in his own defense. Joining us now is the father in question, Mark Fishman. I know that you have to likely submit to incarceration here very shortly. I'm glad that you could join us to tell this horrific story to our audience here in the Stone Zone. Welcome into the zone.
Thank you, Roger. Thank you for having me, and thank you for giving the time to talk about a subject which is taboo, disability discrimination, not accommodating, you know, those who have disabilities, especially invisible disabilities, you know, like hearing impairment from tinnitus or brain injury from traumatic car accident, you know, or PTSD or other mental impairments. You know, society marginalizes us, labels us, belittles us. And unfortunately, many judges have no empathy, no patience, don't accommodate us. And, you know, we're forced to go to federal court and spend years in litigation just to try to get the American with Disabilities Act and Rehabilitation Act enforced to protect many of us.
I saw you on the Sal Greco show on Rumble. You were terrific, and it really moved me to talk about your case here on the show and also to post information on my various social media platforms. I really feel for you as a father. This is a horrific tale, but why has your alleged misdemeanor over a child custody visitation turned into a 7+ year legal battle, which has to have cost you a fortune?
Well, Roger, you know, when David faces Goliath, you know, Goliath, which is the New York court system and the Westchester judges, have enormous resources. to answer your question and try to be as brief as possible, you know, after I was convicted in a trial of attempting to violate an order of protection I never received, and actually violating an order of protection I never received for not going on a property, returned to court for the DA to argue that my kids should have a lifetime order of protection. I wasn't charged or prosecuted with violating any of my kids, my four kids, Joanna, Jonah, Aiden, or Sky. Yet the DA, you know, tried not once, not twice, but over nine appearances, Roger, in the next year and a half to just say, okay, we got to get orders of protection. A judge saying, I have no authority. You didn't prosecute me and charge him for that. And the DA then saying, you have to, and making me out to be someone I'm not, you know, and constantly, you know, wailing on false allegations, unfounded charges, you know, things like, oh, you committed child abuse. You know, that's the irony here. I was accused of committing child abuse in 2014 after I had my injury, after I had surgery. And it was so absurd, Roger, that someone like my ex-wife would go to a member of the government and say, oh, my ex-husband attempted to strangle the kids when he picked them up from the gym. Roger, any medical doctor can tell you that, you know, I have cubital tunnel syndrome. I just had ulnar release. That's nerve release in your arm. You can't squeeze your fingers. You can't hold a key. How do you strangle anybody? Obviously, the video evidence cleared me. Picked up my kids at the gym. They were roughhousing. They were two twins and 4 years old. What's that do with me? You know, and unfounded, like 4.5, 5 weeks later, you had a family court judge, Michelle Schauer, says, oh, I believe you committed the abuse. Oh, can we bring in, you know, Child Protective Services or ACS testify? No, I think you did it. I don't care. Doesn't matter. You know, evidence doesn't matter in my courtroom. You're guilty. Why am I guilty? Because I sued you in federal court. She denied me accommodations. Yeah, that's what this is all about, Roger. You know, and you asked. So it's very simplistic. Attorney General Tisha James, defended Judge Schauer and her court attorney, Brent D'Ambrosio, as well as Judge Oliver Gordon, as well as Judges Horowitz and others, who all denied real-time transcription, denied my note-taker, denied an aide to help me take notes. I can't take my own notes. I have cubital tunnel syndrome. I can't hold a pen. Okay? Denied in the courtroom. They said, you didn't prove you were disabled. No, my doctors did, and the specialist they did. So how can Letitia James investigate the cop, Lane Schlesinger, who's charged in misconduct, while she is representing the judges in my federal lawsuit where the judges were ordered to give the accommodation they refused? You can't be impartial. You know, you're not going to state the full investigation. So it's no surprise, Roger, that in the law enforcement misconduct report, Lane Schlesinger, the only cop in Westchester to be labeled pattern misconduct, that my case is intentionally omitted, because then Letitia James would lose monetary damages and worse in my federal case against the judges and the court staff that denied accommodations. There's no fairness. There's just cover-up and civil rights violations and no rights for those with disabilities.
Yeah, they're all in it together. That is the problem in the nutshell. They're all part of the same corrupted one-party system, and they're all covering each other's misdeeds. I want to focus for a minute on the arresting officer in your case, because this seems like a real piece of work. You're talking about an individual who had over 40 verified civilian complaints against them. This is Lane Schlesinger, I believe. Why is this person still serving the public? Why are they still in any position? This is someone who should have been suspended long before they ended up railroading you.
Well, they didn't suspend or terminate him until the Tisha James report came out, because they wanted to try and win their federal lawsuit. They didn't want to supply this in court order discovery. The cops were shocked that someone who was convicted for not committing a crime, for an order of protection where I wasn't given the third page, neither was the jury, which says party not served. The jury's just given order of protection saying, oh, he was served. I never got a copy of this. So to answer your question, the New Rochelle mayor, okay, Noam Branson, purposely withheld this, along with their attorneys, Lee Lumba, okay, and several of the other cohorts in New Rochelle, to deceive and mislead a judge during discovery, that their police were like Cinderella and the prince in some fairy tale when they pattern disability discriminating cops. Terminated in 2014. About August 2014 was his last paycheck. about 3-4 months, Roger, after the law enforcement report was given to him, not given to the public till later on that year in December 2024, terminated in August 2024.
I myself have been the target of a weaponized judiciary. I know that your legal expenses in a 7-year legal battle, these things are usually resolved in 6 months, have to be enormous. And I know that your supporters have set up a GoFundMe page. How can people help you out in this epic struggle?
Oh, really appreciate it. Legal fees, transcript costs, you know, investigators and ADA expenses are huge. They can go to New Rochelle. policeabuse.com. Again, that's New Rochelle, policeabuse.com. Go down to how they can help and click on the GoFundMe, make a donation. It's very appreciative. And, you know, it doesn't just help our fight. It helps everyone else that Lane Schlesinger, who spent 17 years, you know, on the force, help reverse their convictions. You know, because that's the amazing thing here, Roger. So there's no provision in this law enforcement misconduct law. It's 33 dirty cops labeled. 33 by the sea of shame. Yet there's no requirement that any of the convictions that the cops participate in be reversed. How could that be? How could that be? Our DA, DA Cachese, and previous DA Miriam Rocha, and DA Scarpino, there's no obligation that they have to accept the Attorney General report. They don't have to review. They don't have to look at anything. They refused to comment in my case over years, since 2023, that even their videos existed, that they had to give under the Khalif discovery law. They don't want to because, again, you'd be taking down the Westchester DA. We're talking about a 17-year cop and a supervisor. Let's not forget about Officer Cocaine, Officer Sean Kane, caught on police best video planting drugs on Ivan Harper. Okay, and to June 24, he's suspended. But what he was a supervisor who signed my report. He signed that the arrest was authenticated. He signed that there were no police audio video. He signed that that is unknown if a supervisor was present. Yet on the police cameras, my supervisor Ann Elliott, who's a Republican. The cop says 9 times calls her supervisor in the police precinct, but on his arrest report, he says unknown. Well, he put down that the supervisor was present, Roger. He didn't do the arrest because the only person who can cause arrest be made during supervised visitation, which is probation in New York State, okay, probation for going to see your own kid, right, is the supervisor. So, of course, they said, oh, unknown, she's a supervisor. And why'd you call a supervisor, you know, 9 times in 2.5 hours? These are the corrupt things. The cops don't give us the audio and video. The cops don't give disabled people the disciplinary reports. They just want convictions. The DA just want convictions, and they elevate, you know, the ADAs like Joyce Miller here, who was smiling with a smirk during my sentencing. 4.5-hour sentencing. You get 45 days. 4.5 hours? For what? They describe all lies. You know, no truth, no backup. They go on and on and on. Like you're saying, it's persecution. This isn't prosecution. It's personal. It's personal. Why? Oh, who's the DA? Judge Cachese, 26-year judge in Westchester. Did she have police officers last year and Kane testify in a courtroom? Absolutely. Who's going to review all those convictions, Your Honor, that you were involved in? Why don't you recuse? File papers to remove them. No, they don't remove them. You know,
They never do. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with Mark Fishman because I want him to tell you one more time how you can help him in this epic struggle. You're listening to The Stone Zone. I'm Roger Stone and we'll be right back.
Did you know that St. Luke's University Health Network, based in the Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, has been recognized by the U.S. government as the highest performing health system in the United States for quality? You heard right. St. Luke's number one recognition affirms our status as the top leader among the most respected healthcare providers in the nation, including Houston Methodist and the Mayo Clinic. To state it simply, if you want to receive the best care when you go to a hospital, come to St. Luke's.
The Stone Zone, entertaining and informative
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Welcome back. Tonight, it's Roger Stone in the zone and on the phone as we take your calls at 800-848-9222. That's 800-848-9222. You can also email us your questions at askstone@stonezone.com. We're talking now to Mark Fishman. Mark Fishman is a Bronx father of four. He's just been sentenced recently to 45 days in jail after an outrageous cover-up by the Westchester County District Attorney, Westchester County, New York judges, and New York Attorney General Letitia James. Mr. Fishman suffers from traumatic brain injury, tinnitus, related hearing impairment, cognitive occipital neuralgia, and post-concussive memory loss. He is not a well man, but he was denied the Americans with Disability Accommodations in his case. And the cover-up here is really breathtaking. I've had an opportunity to talk to Mark Fishman, and I want to give him one more opportunity because he's been locked in a 7-year legal battle because he's been wronged, and I know how expensive that is. So, Mark, tell folks one more time how they can support you in this epic fight.
They can go to our website, newrochellepoliceabuse.com. Click on Help Out. There's a GoFundMe page, and make a donation. It's really appreciated. Also, you know, leave an email, comment, you know, fill out some of our change.org surveys. I also encourage everyone to who's been persecuted, who's outraged, to contact the new Commission on Prosecutorial Conduct and complain if they've been abused or wrongfully convicted by a DA or if their family member was. That's cpc.ny.gov. Again, cpc.ny.gov. And if you've had police misconduct, you should contact the Attorney General's office and the Law Enforcement Misconduct Unit, you know, established after the crime against Floyd to stop pattern discrimination, pattern abuse, like we're suffering with Lane Flesher and Officer Sean Cocaine Kane in New Rochelle. It's systematic. You know, a lot of people aren't aware that these new avenues are available. And, you know, we need the disability parts in family court. You know, too many veterans and too many disabled people have no one to talk to in family court. These judges are not trained to accommodate. They're not trained to provide an auxiliary aid. They're just trained to rule against one party who they don't like. This isn't fairness. This isn't, you know, a neutral arbitrator. This is personal vendettas. You know, and I'd be remiss, Roger, if I wouldn't say that they're killing us. I have a friend by the name of Lizzie Harden Weinstein who died because Joyce Miller prosecuted her. Okay, for being a mom, not being able to see her kids. Okay, she had PTSD. I have another friend, Julia Goldmarks. They killed her. You know, she couldn't see her kid 5 years. Couldn't deal with it. Then we have Catherine Kastanoff, went to Switzerland to commit suicide, assisted suicide, because she couldn't take not seeing her two kids.
All right, Mark, we have to leave it there. I want to thank you for joining us in Stone Zone. God bless you, my friend. God bless you in your quest for justice.
Thank you for having us, Roger. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to The Stone Zone with Roger Stone. You can hear The Stone Zone with Roger Stone weeknights at 8 on 77 WABC. If you like the podcast, share it with your friends and listen anytime at WABCradio.com and download the WABC Radio app. Hit that subscribe button on all major podcast platforms. Plus, follow WABC on social, on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and X. See you next time for a new episode. So you never have to wonder,
what the heck is going on here?
Some follow the noise. Bloomberg follows the money. Because behind every headline is a bottom line. Whether it's the funds fueling AI or crypto's trillion-dollar swings, there's a money side to every story. And when you see the money side, you understand what others miss. Get the money side of the story. Subscribe now at Bloomberg.com.